You're listening to Vatican Radio.
I'm Chris Altieri. South Africans went to the polls for general elections Wednesday. In the last election in 2009, the African National Congress narrowly missed achieving a two-thirds majority, which would have allowed for constitutional changes. In this election cycle, the ANC's main rivals are the centrist Democratic Alliance, headed by former journalist and anti-apartheid activist Helen Zille, and the Economic Freedom Fighters, headed by the former head of the ANC's Youth League, Julius Malema. I spoke with the editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly newspaper, the Southern Cross, Gunter Zimmermacher.
The main party, of course, is the African National Congress, which has been governing South Africa since 1994. Current President Jacob Zuma has been under quite a large amount of criticism over the last few years, and especially over the last few months over issues relating to financial management. Especially the construction and improvements of so-called security measures at his residence in eastern South Africa, which has cost in excess of $20 million. That has been very controversial. However, Mr. Zuma has said that this has not been an issue on the campaign trail. And the big question for this election is going to be whether the African National Congress is going to maintain its last election's share of the vote, which was about 63%, whether they might get the two-thirds majority that they need to change elements of the constitution, as some people in the party certainly want to do, or whether, in fact, the ANC is going to drop below the threshold of 60%, which legally would not be very important, but symbolically would be very important indeed. There is talk that if that should happen, and opinion polls say it won't, but the talk is that if the ANC should drop below 60%, Mr. Zuma is not going to be able to see out his term. There will be moves within the party to replace him as president. The opposition parties in South Africa are very small. The biggest one is the Democratic Alliance, a party that would be concurrent with liberal parties in Europe. And the Democratic Alliance is firstly looking, of course, to increase its vote. They are hoping to get in excess of 25%. Maybe closer to 30% of the vote, which might be a little bit ambitious. More importantly for the Democratic Alliance, I think, is going to be to defend the only province in South Africa that they are governing, which is the Western Cape. That's a province that includes Cape Town, where they also run the local government. The Democratic Alliance is also hoping to make some sort of inroads in the central province of Gauteng, the economic powerhouse of South Africa, which includes the capital Pretoria as well as the financial capital Johannesburg. Opinion polls seem to indicate that the DA is not going to win Gauteng, but certainly going to mount a reasonable challenge in that province. All the other provinces will remain in the hands of the ANC most likely, maybe with the exception of the Northern Cape, a rural province. But the opinion polls, again, indicate the ANC is going to hold on to that. The other interesting party that is standing is, something of a protest party. It is a party that calls itself the Economic Freedom Fighters, and it is led by the former leader of the ANC's Youth League, a fellow by the name of Julius Malema, a very populist sort of fellow. And expectations are that the Economic Freedom Fighters are going to become the third biggest party in parliament. The expectation is that most of the votes that the party is going to receive will be coming from disaffected ANC members.
Whatever the outcome of the election, whoever it is who the people choose to govern them, what are the challenges going to be really effectively in terms of governance over the next years coming out of the elections? Quite apart from the question of what the campaign issues have been?
Well, the big issue in South Africa, of course, is going to remain the question of poverty and unemployment, and the inability of the vast masses of South Africa's population to rise above the mire of sometimes quite absurd poverty. I think it's fair to say that the ANC has not succeeded in alleviating poverty to such an extent as people would have expected 20 years ago. The ANC leadership often seems to be far more interested in pushing through economic policies which benefit the few rather than the masses. That is going to be the great issue, and that is where the sources of conflict are going to come in South Africa in the next few years.
You have made some statements about sort of responding to criticism, structural criticism of South African political life. You seem to be moderately optimistic about the health of South African political society, but what are those concerns, and what could you share your take on them with us?
Well, the optimism that I have about South African political society resides in the ANC's grudging willingness to respect the constitutional bodies that have been set up, which allow civil society to criticize the governing party. In South Africa, we might have a party that is being returned into government on a regular basis with no serious opposition at the polls, but at the same time, the ANC it does respect the existence of civil society. It will take on those agents of civil society, certainly, but we're not having a situation where journalists are being thrown into jail because they have been critical of the government, as we have seen recently in Ethiopia, for instance. We do not see a situation where the public protector, who has issued a number of reports recently that have been highly critical of mismanagement by the ANC, including corruption, we have not seen the public protector being summarily removed from office, although I'm sure many people in the ANC would like to do so. But we do still have a democracy that is functional. We have a democracy that is working and a civil society that is working. So those are the grounds of optimism we can have: a judiciary that is working, a freedom of the press, a freedom of expression, freedom of criticism. Those are the positives that that we can still draw, even if we are frustrated with certain elements of governance within the ANC.
That was Gunter Zimmermacher of the Southern Cross newspaper in South Africa talking South African elections. I'm Chris Oltiri.